Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Tonight, snow likely before 4 a.m., then snow possibly mixed with freezing rain after 5 a.m., a low around 27. The chance of precipitation is 90%, little or no ice accumulation expected, new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible, and on Friday, rain and snow mainly before 3 p.m., a high near 35, new snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. And in local news, on Wednesday afternoon, after more than 3 hours of deliberation, the Viroqua Police Commission handed down a 10-day unpaid suspension to current Police Chief Rick Neidfeld. The verdict was called a sustained order. The vote went 4-1. A week earlier, the commission heard testimony from Mayor Justin Running, previous Mayor Karen Mitchell, and Special Investigator Charles Wendick, a former police chief from Grafton, Wisconsin. Running issued the charges, which had occurred mostly during Mitchell's administration. They ranged from failing to follow directions to conduct a traffic survey for ATV-UTV routes in the city, having personal contact and misinforming a citizen about thin blue line signage on police property, failing to file a sexual harassment claim by an employee properly, and entering erroneous information into the state's employee database. Neidfeld disputed all of those charges. Mayor Running put out a statement about the commission's decision, saying, quote, members reviewed facts and ended with a different outcome, adding, I respect their role and authority on the matter as well as the prescribed process for resolving these difficult situations, end quote. The U.S. House is set to take a final vote on protections for same-sex marriage. The vote today will send the legislation to President Joe Biden, a monumental step in a decades-long battle for nationwide recognition of such unions that reflects a stunning turnaround in societal attitudes. The Senate version of the bill was co-written by Wisconsin Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. The other two sponsors were California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein and Maine Republican Susan Collins. In introducing the bill, Baldwin is quoted here as saying, marriage equality is a constitutional right that has been well established by the Supreme Court as precedent. The Bipartisan Respect for Marriage Act will enshrine and protect marriage equality and make sure legal same-sex and interracial marriages are recognized. I take great pride in being part of this bipartisan effort to protect the progress we have made on marriage equality because we cannot allow this freedom and right to be denied, end quote. The legislation stems from the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade earlier this year. That decision placed a woman's right to an abortion under the decision-making process of the states rather than being federally protected. Following the Roe decision, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas argued in a concurring opinion released in June that the Supreme Court should reconsider its past rulings codifying rights to contraception access, same-sex relationships, and same-sex marriage. The Defense of Marriage Act is a direct legislative response to the Thomas opinion. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.